This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. President Emmanuel Macron is ordering a nighttime curfew for Paris and eight other French cities to contain the spread of COVID-19 after daily new infection rates reached alarming record levels. In a televised interview, Macron says that residents of those cities, which combined are home to close to a third of the French population, and they will not be allowed to be outdoors between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. beginning Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns.
From France to Spain to England, all across the continent, Europe is facing a nightmare scenario, battling a resurgence of COVID-19 before the onset of winter. New COVID-19 infections are hitting about 100,000 a day across Europe. That far eclipses the daily new infection rate in the U.S. of about 51,000. Europe is now responsible for about a third of all global new cases. But the resurgent virus isn't limited to Europe. 22 American states set records for increases in new cases so far this month.
That is Reuters' Conway Giddens reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19, but he exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Thai riot police cleared thousands of protesters from outside the prime minister's office early Thursday as an emergency decree banned large gatherings and the publication of sensitive news. In the face of escalating protest, a series of demonstrations over 3 months have brought tens of thousands of people onto the streets of Bangkok to demand the departure of the prime minister and a new constitution. This is